This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To be someone whose reaction to the splashy Steelers offseason is way, 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 way different than how he has publicly talked about it. That clip makes it sound like he was seething inside that all of these guys were getting money when he went to the Steelers in February and said, I want more money myself after an all-pro season. And they elected instead to give it to T.J. Watt and D.K. Metcalf.
And
Jonnu Smith gets a new contract when he comes here immediately.
Ramsey gets
and Jalen Ramsey gets a little raise to keep him happy. And they do all these things. And, you know, the Steelers wouldn't naively think that they were doing it in service of Cam because Cam was up front with them in February. But for us on the outside, we didn't know that Hayward was ticked off about the contract.
Nope.
So knowing what Hayward has said in the past about wanting his legacy to be more than, you know, just having so many playoff failures and being one and done and wanting to, you know, be one of these great Steelers who is known for winning and competing for Super Bowls and stuff. Okay, here's the organization trying to do these things. I mean, I don't think that these moves are going to work, but they're at least trying to do them. Because they know that Hayward is late in his career and is winding down as far as like where he is in his career. He's not winding down on the field, but he doesn't have many years left, you wouldn't think. And Schefter like made sure in that clip to say, hey, they were doing all of these things instead of paying him. The implication being that didn't sit right with Hayward.
But, okay, here's where I'm... torn then on evaluating what this all means. We still think that Schefter got the original leaks on this last week from the team. You agree with that?
I think it's more likely than not, but I don't have, no one's told me that.
But like using process of deduction here, you can connect some dots and figure it's more likely the way Cam initially reacted. I don't want to talk about that. Eventually coming around and talking about it yesterday that the team initially leaked both of these to Schefter. Okay. Cam yesterday is asked point blank if remedies for this situation exist that have already, and like, what do you want essentially? And all but says, and you can fire up the quote here, he implies strongly that getting some money rolled over from next year would be something that would make him happy, which then makes me wonder if what Schefter is going with again today is directly from the team painting a picture that might not be accurate, that he wants this. So then you have to decide who's telling the truth. If you believe that the team told Schefter all of this stuff today and he's reporting it from their perspective, because the man himself yesterday strongly implied he just wants a little bit extra for this year.
I think this is the clip of him saying that.
You know, I'm not here to, you know, throw other people under the bus or talk about what happened, you know, but it's not unprecedented. You know, I think There's been instances where it's happened before. And that's just kind of, it makes me kind of weary just because it's not unprecedented. And I think there's an easier way to get this done, to still respect the Steelers and what they do, and, you know, having, you know, tears out of a contract. But we'll see.
And we all thought that that was him referencing the way that they move money around
how,
for AB
what else
to
would
keep him
be?
Happen.
He's
keep
been
keep him happy, and he was here for that, obviously.
I mean, I'm just saying we could be getting two very different perspectives here because we're getting it from two very different places. Player himself says all that. You have to take the player at his word, I think.
But why would the Steelers want to make
because even though he might
Cam
just,
Hayward, who's one of their
because they're pissed because he just signed the deal. They're not, I mean, it's a business over there, but people on the business side of things still can get emotional. It can still feel like, what the hell? You signed the deal. Like, if you're trying to figure out why they might be inclined to throw a little mud here publicly, that would be it for me.
Donnie, are you starting to lean more and more in the Steelers' direction on this? Adam Schefter, the two sides have not bridged any of their differences, and it seems like the Steelers don't want to pay him right now.
I actually am, unfortunately. I mean, I thought I would be pretty strongly in Cam's camp this whole time. But, I mean, I am starting to lean as more information comes out, as he talked yesterday. Like, I'm starting to feel that seesaw go back the other way.
Because you think he's being unreasonable?
I mean, we don't know, like, we don't know for a fact what.
Where do you think the stuff Schefter just said that Pony just played, where do you think that came from? Him, his agent, or the team?
I would think the team.
Me too.
Okay, me three. The player himself, again, we just played the clip, strongly implied that he is trying to be respectful of both himself and the Steelers in this. Asking them to essentially rip this up and give him a brand new multi-year, like, hefty guaranteed deal, I don't think he's dumb. I think he knows that that wouldn't be all that respectful of the Steelers because he's almost 37. So I do feel like we are getting from the player, and then in this case from Schefter, two very different accountings of what is happening. And I can only then deduce that if I think Schefter's getting it from Omar Khan and from the team, from the front office, broadly speaking, that they're playing a little bit of nasty hardball here. Because if you wanted to turn public sentiment against the player even more, you would leak it out that he's actually looking for quite a bit from you.
But what's the objective of that? Because they think Cam is emotional
enough? To put
enough
pressure on,
where he would, like, give in, the fans turn on him, he's like, I don't want these guys to hate me.
I'll,
like,
come back into the fold
here. I live
here,
I've been a Steeler for so long, you know what, screw it. It isn't worth it to have all of these people who have loved and adored me for so long now hate my guts. It's not worth it. I'll give up the fight here and just play for what they paid me. And apologize and say my bad. And
I'm just telling you, this is how my brain's handling it. I mean, if you can't trust the player himself actually answering the question, and Cam is no dummy when it comes to the media, he's very savvy. I took yesterday's comments from him to mean you move a little money from 2026 into 2025, and this will be put in the ground and we're good. All for one, one for all. My hand is very much in the pile. Let's go do something this year.
And the Schefter report makes it sound like Cam wants a lot more than that, and that's why the Steelers aren't doing anything. All right, it was the final day of practice in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. There was an injury scare with Aaron Rodgers. Jeff is going to join us in 10 minutes to talk about it. Here is Mike Tomlin's final press conference from Latrobe on training camp 2025.
Man, we had a really spirited day in our last day of Steelers versus Steelers up here in Latrobe. Tomorrow, we'll kind of turn our attentions toward the work that's waiting on us with Tampa this week. And so it's been a really good experience up here, man. It's been highly competitive. We're just really appreciative of this environment, the energy and support that we get from our fan base here. It's special, and I don't know any other way to say it. Like the work that we got done today, continuing to work a lot of situations. We have some people working their way back to us. We're further or complete participants, guys like Jalen Ramsey and JPJ and others. It's just a part of the process. We still have some guys, you know, missing out a little bit, but we can still characterize those guys as day-to-day guys like Calvin Austin and Jonnu Smith and others. Hopefully they'll be back to us sooner rather than later. But again, in general, we just appreciate this environment, the support, the experience up here. Not a lot of teams go to destination camps anymore, and we value it. We value not only the tangible work up here, but the intangible work, man. The camaraderie, the informal moments is really special. I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Mike, did you see what happened to Aaron?
He just got stepped on. It was nothing of any significance. He finished his work.
Was there something with his shin? You say he got stepped on. Did he get cleated in his shin?
Again, like I said, he just got stepped on. It was nothing of any significance. He finished his work. He didn't miss a rep.
Mike, when you got here, you were really excited to work with the covermen that you guys assembled. How did you feel the development of those guys with all the pre-snap alignments and things that you guys worked on in this game?
I like the trajectory of it, but obviously this still is very much a process, even though our time here is coming to an end. And so stay tuned, but I like the foundational component of it.
Mike, to that point, even in these settings, what have you seen from the impact five has made on your defense?
His versatility, our ability to do a variety of things because of his versatility, his ability to man a variety of type of athletes, his multi-positional approach to ball. He can play free safety, he can play nickel, he can play outside corner. He's just a very, very useful chess piece.
Mike, how much progress did you see from the young tackles during this camp, and in what ways would you like them to continue to develop?
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
What more tangibly do you want to see from your offense in terms of their growth as a unit?
It's just situational ball. Certainly to this point, a lot of the installation is in, and so it's about detailing that work. It's about displaying individual and collective understanding of what we're trying to get done, timing, cohesion. Those things aren't born overnight, and so we'll continue to chip away at it day by day.
Like, even though Will Howard's hurt, what does he gain from being out here? And even stadiums when you took him to Jacksonville.
You know, he's a sharp guy, and so, you know, he can learn from watching others. It's important. He has remained engaged in terms of the calls and things of that nature. He's starting to get back to some conditioning things and some footwork, and so there's certainly opportunities to get better continually for him.
Mike, when you talk about that you cannot measure, do you ever know if you have enough of it or not?
No, but there's always urgency there because of it. I've been in this business and in this game long enough to know that it's useful. And so you pay respect to it with your daily actions, with your thoughtfulness, with your willingness to engage and teach and learn and educate others. It's just a component of the team in this ultimate team game.
Now that you got to work with him for a camp, what have you learned about Aaron?
He loves football, I think is the thing that's on the tip of my tongue. He displays it daily. He has a love affair with this game, one that he's willing to share with others. He's passionate about it, and I think it's contagious.
Mike, you move practice back to make it more.
I'm sorry.
You move the practice time back to make it more miserable, hotter. Did you accomplish everything you wanted to accomplish with the shifted time?
We accomplished it today, and maybe yesterday. Had a lot of rain there early on, and so you know, you can have a good plan, but you better be light on your feet and willing to adjust. I just think that's a component of leadership and this game. But certainly over the last couple of days, we've gotten that.
Derek Harmon, you know, first-round pick, you guys put him in with the ones a lot. What did you see in his growth of being able to get as many reps as he did in his first camp?
Man, he's heavy-handed. He's competitive. He's exactly what we thought he was. But certainly he's still very much a work in progress, getting acclimated not only to the professional game, but specifically the things that we're asking them to do within our scheme.
All right. Mike Tomlin's final press conference from La Trobe. Things got much better for Broderick Jones. So Malzahn is fist pumping like Tiger Woods on the other side of the table here. He was very effusive in his praise of Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey went on Ryan Clark's podcast. Did you see what he said about the sit down conversation all the corners had with Tomlin? Ramsey relayed a story where Tomlin said to Joey Porter Jr., hey, Jalen Ramsey is going to be the guy who guards the dudes this year.
Okay.
So, like, wait your turn. Which I don't, my opinion on that is I don't think Tomlin wanted that information out there, and I don't think Joey Porter Jr. would appreciate that either.
No, Jalen Ramsey, though, isn't that kind of on brand for Jalen Ramsey? Like, to just, he'll say whatever. Not so much like self-promotional
stuff,
but he'll just say whatever.
Like, stand down, Joey, like you're still going to be out there on the
field
a lot.
Joey, you're a dude, but you're not a dude. this guy's a dude. This guy's a gold jacket. If it had, I would think Ramsey's off that trajectory now, but
he's close.
Early career trajectory was like slam dunk, and then it tapered a bit.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Report from Steelers training camp. Jeff's done a phenomenal job. Had a conversation with Pat Meyer today that you heard. You can go back and listen to that. Had a one-on-one with Arthur Smith. Has been there at all the Aaron Rodgers press conferences and has observed all of the Steelers practices, including the final one today. And Jeff joins us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, many who were there in your shoes today thought that Broderick Jones finished training camp on a high note. Mark Caballi started Jones's camp soiree by saying that the guy was perfecting the Ole practice technique. He thought he looked terrible at first. Do you agree that Jones, by the end, had improved a lot?
Yeah, I do. And you guys heard that Pat thought the injury played a part of that. As he kind of worked through that, even though he hasn't been with Isaac Seumalo the last couple of days, he did have a run of a few days with him. Yeah, he has looked better. And it's, you can't just say, okay, Cam wasn't there, because they did have TJ the last couple of practices. He occasionally did flip. And even though Highsmith isn't out there, you've got a guy in Herbig who can be tough to handle from that side. And, yeah, I thought he has improved. Now, is he the level where you want yet? That's probably not, but the arrow, let's use the Tomlinism, the arrow's pointing up.
Well, considering the fact that he's a functional rookie over there because he hasn't been allowed to play the position, I'm going to be pretty positive about
it. Still loving him.
Yeah, no, I'm staked to that one, Jeff, until I have to go down with the ship here. How has Fautanu looked? Because it seems like even though he had the hands of the face penalty in the preseason game and you're not hearing as much about him because he's not getting asked about as much, I feel like he's ahead of Jones in their mind by a significant margin.
It feels like he's settling in a little bit. Like, I think he knows he belongs here, but I think he's starting to believe that he belongs here. He had a couple blocks of TJ today that were impressive. I thought he was, I mean, it probably was his foot that stepped on Rodgers. It may have been the most infamous thing that could have happened if Aaron had not been all right. But yeah, I think he is coming along as well. I mean, listen, they were in love with this guy when they left camp here last year. And he has worked his way back, and I think he's starting to find himself where he's just reacting again, and that's the thing they got really excited about, because from an athletic standpoint, I mean, this guy gets out and blocks at the second level like a tight end.
Jeff, what's going on with Caleb Johnson? Apparently there was a situation today where there was like an errant pass by Rodgers, and he seemed to intimate that it was on Johnson, who wasn't in the right spot. He had, I thought, a very underwhelming first impression in the preseason game on Saturday. When training camp started, we were hearing about, oh my God, he hits the second level and guys could feel the breeze on the sideline from his burst. I mean, do you really feel right now like the guy is in position to challenge Jaylen Warren for starting snaps?
Yeah, I wonder how much Saturday may have impacted him. We didn't get a chance to talk to him today, and we wanted to. He didn't have the preseason game he wanted. He did make a couple of runs today towards the end of practice that made you feel a little better. He was out of position on that one, and Aaron did talk to him about it. Maybe he's just a guy that needs to find that confidence, find that, listen, I belong. I think Saturday's a big day for him. Jaylen most likely is going to get some reps. Let's see what, you know, Caleb Johnson, not only then, but on Thursday in the joint practice. Let's see if you find something a little bit against a defense. But I don't know if it's confidence or he's just trying to find his footing in the NFL right now.
Broadly speaking, Jeff, how would you say the offense progressed from the start of camp until today and through today?
I think they progressed a lot in rhythm. In sometimes you can be fooled by what's happening out here, but you can tell that Rodgers and Metcalf are building a little chemistry. Like, there are times where they're starting to find each other, where they know back shoulder. Like, it's just those things that you only work through with reps. I think that's a thing that I'm liking. I think Aaron Rodgers is the first quarterback that really knows how to use Broderick or use Darnell Washington. And we saw another alley-oop to him, and he just kind of schooled Deshaun Elliott, I mean, just physically with his size, put himself in a position where there was no way that anyone else is going to make the play but him. Those types of things I think we're starting to see with the offense. Now, that being said, the offense was not as sharp today, and there is one reason. It's because number five was back on the defensive side.
Man, Ramsey's been that good, huh?
He's been I would say Jalen Ramsey has been the most impactful player in any position group at this training camp so far.
Wow. Would you say he takes home Jeff's award for Steelers defensive training camp MVP in 2025?
Yeah, even with the time he missed. I mean, he's just so noticeable when he's out there. I mean, he really is.
Wow.
So we can expect then what queen on the chessboard kind of movement from him, you think, right?
Probably. I mean, he's got that type of flexibility to where you're playing a team with a great tight end, you could use him there. You're playing a team with three.
If you're playing the Bengals, he's sticking to Jamar Chase, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, he's that type of, and he can, I mean, he had coverage today on a one-on-one drill with Metcalf. Metcalf had no chance. And he was putting good moves on him, and Ramsey just was stuck to him, and he knocked the pass away and just kind of wagged his finger like Mutombo. And that's the type of player that he has been out here in these practices when he's been out there.
Who was the offensive MVP of Steelers training camp 2025?
That one's a lot harder. mean, I would say in the last week, it's probably been Aaron. Early on, man, you'd be hard pressed to find an MVP of the offense. I mean, they struggled. I'll go with the quarterback. Maybe that's the easy out. I mean, if you're looking for the most consistent guy, and it's a guy that's fighting to make the roster, it's been Miller. He's been the most consistent guy. But if you're looking for MVP of the offense because of the way they've kind of transformed here over the last week, I would say Aaron.
Any new rumblings and murmurs?
Are there tremors
over there on either Cam Hayward or Chris Boswell, Jeff?
No, they were both at practice. Neither of them practiced. They were around their position groups, but nothing. I mean, they kind of hung out, did their thing. Didn't have an opportunity to talk to Chris today, so we don't know where he stands. But no, nothing new with those two.
What the hell happened with Joe and Austin forgetting about you today? What was the deal there? I was told by a listener that there was some sort of snafu there, Jeff.
Limits, we forgot. Oh no! Can you still get them?
I have a tea time.
I had run up to the cafeteria and eaten lunch, and I ate lunch in about 5 minutes, and I was walking back, and I'm like, looking at my phone, and as you guys might know, sometimes they're not exactly on time.
Did you know that, Donnie?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe and Limits not always on time. Yeah, I've gathered that.
Well, Limits was only actively looking for Joe in the hallways, asking me if I had seen him during one break today, though, so it was an improvement over the usual.
You know what, and for everyone listening, people think that they're kidding. That's
Jeff,
the thing.
I saw Austin found Joe. Joe ignored him when he was like, hey, Joe, need you back in here. Joe goes, hey, Mulsey, that coin that Dave, our friend from Oakmont, gave me really helped yesterday. I had 7 pars. I shot a 91. I committed to every shot. I'm talking about Austin is there, like, trying to do his job in the hallway. Joe, we need to get back in here. Joe might as well have acted like Austin did not exist, like he didn't hear a word coming out of his mouth. It was incredible.
I wanted to send him a picture of a snorkel. After that, I didn't get on the air.
Jeff, will you listen to Taylor Swift on the Kelce podcast?
There was talk of that today out here. Mm-hmm. No, I won't.
I feel like Brooke Pryor was tweeting constantly about it. She was very excited.
She may have been one of the people that was bringing that up a few times.
Oh, really? Because I thought it was going to be Kabali.
He was second.
He was busy watching Bryson DeChambeau miss putts on McAfee's show from 10 feet.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
All right, thanks, boys.
They're saying that this is going to be the most listened to podcast episode of all time. It's going to break Donald Trump on Joe Rogan, which is the current record holder.
So Rogan is the most, I think, listened to podcast of the year. Like, they do this, they track this.
Man, what a flex for him.
I guess that before today, you could bet on this somewhere. The Kelce New Heights podcast was going off at 41-1 as far as being the most listened to podcast in the world or whatever. Now with the Taylor Swift thing, they're +250, the second best odds. Like, people think this is going to essentially break the podcast
Which
world.
Sportsbook is saying bet on like the amount of listeners to a podcast is what I want to know.
I think the
know.
One you endorse.
FanDuel's got them. That?
I'm pretty sure FanDuel tweeted that.
I think you're right, Don. I couldn't remember which one, and I didn't want to give somebody a freebie if I didn't know for sure. But yeah, I think it's them, Pony. They cover everything, including turning your tweets into possible quarterback controversies.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday. Get ready to slay the school year at the 13th annual Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event. That will be this week coming up, August 18th at Acrisure Stadium from 9 to 1. Presented by Target Freight Management, drive-through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892 and Rugby Realty. That music means it is time for a PMT name game. Here's how it works. We have intern Jack in here officiating. He will give us a category that was picked out by someone else in this office before the show. And he will present it. We'll go around the room. Chris, me, Donnie, until somebody gets it wrong. Malzy is in last place right now.
Yeah, I usually get it wrong if it's sports related. And then I usually stub my toe if it's not sports related. Yep. I'm an idiot.
And again, last week we did this, you got one wrong, and I got one wrong. So Donnie is way out ahead of us right now.
Yeah, he's doing just fine. Thank you.
Malzy, would you like to pick the first category from Jack?
Hand one over, Jack. Hand them both over. I'll pick one. This one I'm throwing back to you as the first one. Now you can have that one, too. That one, you're
there
holding.
There you go,
yep,
Jack. What
that's
is
the
it?
One.
Poems by Shakespeare.
Oh, God.
Poems by Shakespeare? I thought he wrote plays, not poetry. I think plays.
Does he?
Malzy's wheelhouse, baby. We're in it.
Do we want to go works by Shakespeare? Written works?
Works. Yeah. I mean, either way, I feel like I'm screwed here.
Okay. Who starts?
You, because you're in last place.
Hamlet.
That is correct.
Romeo and Juliet.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Oh, man. God, can we get off easy here?
Donnie, it's your turn.
I don't know if I know any outside of those two.
Oh, we got him right where we want him.
I think we got him in the bad spot here.
Let's I've go. Had a pretty good streak going. I'll start the clock.
You got 30 seconds.
30?
Romeo, Juliet, Hamlet.
He's just rolling through the big three. He's just working the big three.
Macbeth.
Damn!
Yes!
My God,
yes!
He got it! You gotta be kidding me! He always does this.
I knew
this.
There was one more in there, baby.
He always does Son this.
I knew there was one more in there!
Just like when he pulled nickel out of his ass for the elements, the periodic table.
Oh, my God,
oh, I
dude.
Thought we were in like Flint there, Malzy.
So did I. Frankly, I thought he was just going to sit there and end up saying, like, Jack and Jill, like Adam Sandler. He was going to go Happy Gilmore by Will Shakespeare.
Oh, if we did Adam Sandler, he had, like, 30. He had, like, a friggin' Dead Sea Scroll
All
list
right.
of Adam
I mean,
Sandler movies.
The worst part about him getting one is then the onus comes right back to me. Like, Pony's still, like, a degree removed. I'm going to go with Othello.
Oh, no. Is
Looking
that right?
I'm pretty sure Othello is one of them, though. O-T-H-E-L-L-O.
That is correct.
Yeah! Yes, baby! Choke on that one! Shooter!
All right, I'm ready. I got one more in the holster right here. Merchant of Venice.
Let me look it up.
Yes.
That is correct.
Back to Donald.
How do I know Donnie's not working on a computer in there?
No, I don't have any more in me.
I'm starting the clock.
Man, you pulled Merchant of Venice from the depths, brother.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that one.
I've heard of it, but I would have never known it was Shakespeare. He always likes to do this, too, where Malzy's the only, you know, look at Malzy, the big nerd, and then he pulls stuff out of his ass that nobody's ever heard of. How much time's he got?
He's got 10 seconds.
You could...
Nine.
You could have given me...
Eight.
100.
Monday seven, Night Football by Shakespeare.
Yeah, the best one I five, know is the first ever Steelers
four,
draft pick.
Three,
two, one. That's it, baby.
Yes. We survived.
Yes.
Survived.
I didn't have another one in the holster.
I know there's like Taming of the Shrew or something like
that.
A shrew that gets tamed.
That's correct. The Taming of the Shrew. The one I had was the Tempest. That's the only other
one
I knew.
Could you have done any more besides Taming of the Shrew?
No, I don't think so.
How many more were on there, Jack?
He has like 300 something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything that like.
Bill looks, Shakespeare.
I didn't even have a list. I was just looking them up as I went.
Oh, man.
Because there's so many. I can't like.
Yeah.
Honestly, we got five, and I think that's pretty impressive. When Donnie pulled Macbeth out, that's like a near fall in a WWE match for the underdog. You're like, wow, he might get him here.
All right.
I do at least get one.
Category number two.
We needed Donnie to take an L, by the way.
Yep.
We really needed
I had a good streak going.
I felt his heart dropped when I said Othello. I think he felt like the jig was up, the news was out. They finally got me. All right.
For category two, players that have made field goals for the Steelers, or just a singular field goal.
Ooh.
All right, who starts this one?
I assume this is regular season game only here.
Yeah.
Because how would he find the preseason stats? That'd be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
They do a horrible job of tracking preseason stats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Boswell.
Correct.
Jeff Reed.
Correct.
Sweezum.
Correct.
I got to think about which direction I want to go here. Roy Girella.
Correct.
Gary Anderson.
That was the other one I thought about using there.
Chris Brown.
Correct.
Norm Johnson.
The Big Johnson.
Correct.
Can we run through the list here?
Boswell, Jeff Reed, Sweezy, Roy Girella, Gary Anderson, Chris Brown, Norm Johnson.
Scobie.
Correct.
Todd Peterson.
Oh, I thought I could save him.
Correct.
Damn it. That was like one of my sneaky break glass in case of emergency guys, you jerk.
Woo! Woo!
Matthew Wright.
No, that was my break glass guy. Damn it. Oh, man, it's getting late early out
Oz,
there now.
Reed, Brown, Sweezum, Johnson, Girella, Peterson, Scobie, Anderson, Wright.
PM team name game. Dudes that have made field goals for the Steelers in a regular season game. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 so far. I'm going to start the clock.
I think that's fair. I think you got to.
I've got somebody else in my head, and if one of you guys use them, I'm really going to be in a little bit
you
of trouble.
You might not
here.
Have to here. Donnie looks like he is scuffling on this one. How much time's left for him?
He's got 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6,
Wait. Four, I have a guy.
Three,
he kicked for them a
two,
couple years ago. Skiba or Scuba.
One, 0.
Nick Skiba.
He
correct. What? That is correct.
I got to count it.
Oh, my God.
I got to count it.
You said 0, and then he said the full name.
He was already into it.
Billy Skiball or whatever the hell his name was.
Are you going to count it,
counts.
Jack?
Course, because now I'm up against
it. And I wouldn't have counted it if I was next. Although somebody just popped into my head. who absolutely made kicks here. Oh, baby. I've got at least two guys now, I think. I'm good.
Skiba.
What year was that? I have no recollection of the guy.
2022.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was like the Pickett rookie year.
Okay, you're on the clock here, Moles.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought Todd Peterson. I had Matthew Wright. I had Scobie Snacks.
Ten seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Matt Barr.
Oh, my God, he's right.
Yes!
That is correct.
Yes! Yes! Oh,
what
yes!
a pull.
At the last second, baby!
I'm putting pressure back on Donnie because I know this guy is right. Randy Bullock.
Yes, that was the most recent one.
Fat Randy
Bullock. Second most recent one that hasn't been named.
Yep.
I can't believe that popped into my head at the last second. I wasn't even going.
And it's right back on old Don.
Yeah, baby. Woo-hoo. Into the pressure cooker he goes.
You guys needed this one.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it popped into my head.
Let's go, Malzie.
Yes. I'm not going to be humiliated even if he pulls one here. I'm not going to be humiliated. Oh, man.
All right, so you just went off Fat Randy Bullock.
Why is it important to you that he was
to note that he is, in fact, fat. Oh,
he was,
man,
just a big unit. I mean, Jeff Reed was, too. I mean, let's be honest.
By the end, yeah. He let himself
and
go.
This is just simply made a field goal
in
yes.
a regular
made
season
a field
game.
Goal, yes.
You got to start the timer on him. You started it on me.
All right, I did. 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
See, I want to guess this guy, but I just don't. Like, I don't think they ever did anything goofy.
10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I'm just gonna make a guess and say that they at one point brought out Cordell to kick a field goal.
Oh, if that's right, I'm going to
Because I know he punted.
He did, for the Ravens.
No.
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go, Pony! We got him! We got him, baby!
Oh, man.
Let's go!
Wow.
Yes.
You know who I thought about, Donnie, along those lines? I don't know if it was only extra points, but I think Bobby Lane might have kicked a field goal for the Steelers in like the 50s or 60s. He kicked extra points.
He did.
He kicked extra points. I know that.
And I couldn't think of any, like Sepulveda never did. Mitch Berger
I was
never
thinking,
did. Like,
yeah,
like did
I
Josh
was trying to
ever
think
kick
of punters.
One?
No, I don't think so.
That guy.
Did we miss any obvious ones, Jack?
No.
Who was the other recent one?
The most recent one was Matt McCrain in 2018.
I knew there was a random guy named Matt. I would have never guessed McCrain in my entire life. I knew there were like two random Matts, but I could not have given you McCrain. No way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.